Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show. And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello. It's so good to have you joining me today. And again, welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I want to remind you that this show really, it's designed to uplift the kingdom of Almighty God so that we can begin to transition, some of us have already made the transition, but I want to remind you so that we can transition from just a religious life to a deeper relationship with God Almighty. So my desire is that the relationship that we have with God, that it's deepened and we just know Him more and more. Because kingdom living really is about seeking God above all else. That's what kingdom living is really all about. And sometimes we do have the question, how do we do that? So I'd just like to share today a practical application, you know, so we can take some action and put something into operation so that we can walk in a deeper realm of our purpose, so that we can implement our plans and our goals and begin to exercise the knowledge, the gifts, and the understanding that God has given us. You know, just put it into full utilization. So that action of bringing something to the surface, applying the blessings, and making them suitable for our daily living. I'll go so far as to say to even begin to just rub this to our consciousness, you know, just smear it all over our thought patterns and allow the blessings to sustain us and during the good times, the blessings to sustain us during the times of distress. And it will. Sometimes it will require a great deal of patience. But I believe that we're up to the challenge. I want to talk today about the attachment. Because there's no question about it, you're blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth. You're blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And if I could just read a scripture for you. It's coming from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Listen at this. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. You know, frequently the verses that I just read, quite frequently those verses, they're referred to as the priestly benediction or the priestly blessing. Although, you know, the word, many times when we hear the word benediction, we think, oh, okay, dismissal time. Church is over. The service is over. However, I want to go so far as to say the benediction, pronouncement of God's favor upon his people, and it's given by the anointed chosen speaker. How about that? So these verses in Numbers, they consist of like a threefold blessing. Remember, today we're talking about the attachment. A threefold blessing. This is a blessing that God spoke to Israel. He spoke it, rather, to the appointed leader, Moses. And then Moses relayed the message to Aaron, the high priest, who was given the authority to communicate this blessing to the Israelites in the name of, I'm going to say, Yahweh. Some say Jehovah. Some say God. But this blessing was given in this powerful name. If I can just draw a picture for you, I'm going to try to draw a picture with these words that I'm about to speak. You know, in this age of technology or rapid communication, we have the ability, you know, we communicate at a rapid speed. And some, you know, consider email as a rapid way of communicating informally. You know, the email, it's a rapid way to communicate. And it is one of the most common forms of this speedy communication that I mentioned. So with this mode of communication, the body of the email, you know, when you first type the email out, it often serves like a cover letter. And if you attach something to it, the attachment is really the most important thing. The email, or we call it the cover letter, it's containing, or it's introducing, I'm going to put it this way, it contains the premier importance, which is the attachment. So consequently, you could say that the purpose of the email with an attachment is to deliver the attached item or the attached document. Therefore, the attachment is the most important. It's the most important part to you of the email, okay? That's the premier. That's what we really want. So just as the email is a delivery system for the attachment, follow me on this. The blessing is the vehicle by which God delivers his promised goods to his people. This is where the spiritual relationship is contained. This is how God delivers his thoughts, the soul food, the bread of life, God's opinions, his directions, instructions, and his answers to life's problems. God delivers these to us through his blessing. So whatever we may need, grace, salvation, enlightenment, you may need strength, power, deliverance. You may be seeking for joy, health, vitality, goodwill. I could go on and on. You could be searching for or seeking for your giftings, deeper knowledge, a better understanding, whatever. In the moment that God releases this, it is deemed necessary in your life. So whatever is necessary, you can receive it from the blessing. So it's through the blessing that God gives us spiritual blessing, spiritual gifting, spiritual awareness, and wisdom, all through the attachment. Keep that in mind, that visual that we had. You're sending an email, now you need to attach that important document. So we have a right to these blessings because we are children of God. We have a right to these blessings. So I want to go so far as to say the same blessings that Aaron spoke to the children of Israel, for all of them to trust in Yahweh, to trust in God, to trust in Jehovah, he wants us to trust in him today. You know, those were powerful verses that I read. And I even recommend that you may want to commit those verses to memory. Numbers 6, 24 through 26. You may want to commit that to memory. They become a part of your kingdom living in everyday life. These verses encourage and it reminds us that the Lord is the source of all our blessings. He's our protector, our healer. He's the giver of the favor that we need. He's your peace. So as we read those verses, there were three blessings contained in there. Listen at this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord bless you. The Lord show favor upon you. Impart some spiritual gift or temporal gift. A temporal gift. In other words, a gift that's not spiritual. So it's saying, may Yahweh bless you. May Elohim bless you. Show favor upon you. Impart a spiritual and or a non-spiritual blessing upon you, you know, and may he keep you, may he protect you, defend you against every adversarial force. And then the Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Shine upon you, may his face shine upon you, may God's favor be upon you. And give you peace, give you wholeness, well, a feeling and a sense of well-being, the absence of conflict. Like a sister said to me once, nothing broken and nothing missing. That's peace. And then may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the Lord pay attention to you and cause you to prosper. What a powerful blessing. It includes God showing favor towards you, imparting some spiritual or temporal gifts upon you. It consists of him defending you against every adversary and even negative defending us against those negative thoughts. There's nothing that can come against you that this blessing cannot cover. It invokes or it imparts God's peace upon your life, my beloved. Granting you wholeness in all that you do and all that you need. It includes God having a continual watchful eye over you. Get a picture of that. God's watchful eye over you, bringing you peace and wholeness and just pouring out love upon you. This is real and causing you to prosper. So can I challenge you? Make these verses a part of your daily time, your daily vocabulary. You know, just think about it for a moment. If you were on the job and you received an email and you just kind of glanced at it, you didn't really pay much attention to it, and you may have even deleted it because you thought, well, this doesn't have a lot of substance, so I'm just going to go on and delete it. It didn't appear to be very important to you. But later you may find out or you found out that if you would have just opened the attachment, you would have discovered that it had hundreds and hundreds of pages of vital information that you may have needed. I mean, if we're in the mindset of working now, that you know, on a job, being employed, you may have needed this information to complete your task or your project or your assignment. Now, if you take a moment and apply this to the blessing, perhaps, maybe, have you ever rejected a blessing because it wasn't packaged the way you thought it would or it should have come? The blessing may not appear to be so much at the moment, and you could mistakenly refuse it. Think about that. Has that ever happened to you? We may have willingly laid aside, we may have to lay aside our preconceived ideas of what a particular or anticipated blessing should be and how, where, and when it should be delivered or who it should be delivered by. I think it's important that we learn to stay in tune to the voice of Almighty God. You know, adhere to his voice. Listen, because the blessing, when it comes, we have to listen to the voice of God. There are many other scriptures that talk about the blessings and how to receive the blessings and even how to recognize the blessing. But I want to add this part. Did you know that children are included in all of God's promises? And do you realize that children, I mean, the plan for their life is really a threat to anything adversarial that's moving throughout humanity. So let's make sure that what we close the door to are the negative things that try to invade our lives and our children's lives, and anyone that's connected to us. I like to say it like that. And as we close the door to these negative thoughts, we're preventing God's plan for our life from being aborted. When we close these negative influences off of our children, again, we are aborting any negative plans that may prevent our children from moving forward in their divine destiny. Because we want to continuously impart the blessing upon our children and upon yourselves. So the first thing, let's go back to the beginning, if I may. The first thing God did with Adam and Eve, he spoke a blessing over them. Be fruitful, multiply, and take dominion. That's three blessings. And one of the signs of a blessing, a covenant blessing, is that the hearts of the children and the parents are going to be turned back toward each other. I mean, how many of us need that today? That's one of the blessings. That's part of what's in the attachment. That our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands, that listen, that our hearts will be turned toward one another and that we will love each other. Hey, there's a benefit in the blessings. As you begin to speak the blessing, you know, you're speaking words of power, words of life. And a benefit of that is that you're going to be reimbursed. You're going to be paid back. You're going to profit. There's going to be a repayment or like a settlement of God's favor. And it's going to be passed from one generation to the next by means of the spoken blessing. You know, you can think about maybe even your family. Your family may be blessed in many areas, but there may be a particular area where your family is exceptionally blessed. And everyone seems to know it. They're just blessed like that. For some, I know some families, oh, they're musical geniuses. That's one blessing. There's so many. You can fill in the blank on that. So if I can include this, there are two categories of blessings in the New Testament. One is, we're going to look at the New Testament for a moment, redemption and impartation of divine faith. Redemption and impartation of divine favor. Because if we were to look into the word, Jesus even laid his hand upon the children and he blessed them. The word, the spoken blessing, it imparts God's blessing. That's why it's so important that we open our mouths and that we say something. Say something of value. Say something of substance. Say something that has positive power to it. And the last act of Jesus, true name, Yeshua, the last act that he performed before he ascended was that he blessed the people that he loved. Bless the people that you love. I bless you right now. I bless and I honor you. And how do we get these blessings? How do these blessings come? God distributes them in various ways. He sends them through not just those who are currently walking on higher ground. You know, people that are walking, they're individuals walking in higher places and higher realms of the spirit, higher consciousness than we are. The blessing doesn't always come that way or through that person. But he can also send them through those who we never expect. There are also times when God will have you to bless someone. You bless someone. And I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but has he ever asked you to bless someone that you may even be at odds with? Or someone that you may feel is undeserving? Here's the important part, that we understand that God blesses us so that we might be a blessing to others. It's never just about us, my beloved. It's about the kingdom of God. The blessings are powerful. Once they are delivered, they cannot be revoked. Yes, once they're delivered, they cannot be revoked. So as you bless others, you're being a blessing. Don't be afraid to bless. Don't be afraid to bless others. I want you to begin to think about this. I want you, you know, I had a very wise woman to say to me once, you know, do your life work, she said. Do your life work. And I want to say part of our life work is to spend some time memorizing that scripture. You can do it. Your mind is still powerful. Your mind is able to contain more than you realize. But it is sometimes a matter of stretching the mind. Memorize the scripture that we talked about. And then even write it out. Sometimes writing it out helps. It helps me sometimes to just write it out. I mean, it's old, you know, it's sometimes the teacher would say, write this so many times. It's so that we can embed it into our memory. So there's a connection in what we're writing, what we're thinking, what we're remembering. Even when we're hearing someone speak, what do? We take notes. It's important that we take notes. There's a connection there. And then after you begin to study and memorize the scripture, here's that life work also. I want you to make a list of some of the things you believe may be blocking or interfering with you receiving your blessing. And what will you do to change it? You know, what is it that may be, I mean a list. There's going to be a list. And once you make the list, don't stop there. Go back and revisit it and brainstorm. Go deeper again. What things do you believe may be blocking or interfering with you receiving your blessings? You know, the gift of life, that's a blessing. Forgiveness of sins and mistakes, I like to add that, and errors. The gift of the Holy Spirit. Is something blocking you from receiving deeper spiritual understanding? Blocking you from receiving your healing? What's blocking you from receiving your soulmate? What could be blocking you from receiving God's love? And let's get focused on the will of God for imparting the blessing, imparting peace to others. Because God is peace. He's with us. He's with us. He's present in our life. And he's our provider. Ah, listen. What may be blocking you from receiving your blessing? What may be interfering with you receiving your blessing. Make that list. Don't be afraid. Remember, the truth is a liberator. The truth is such a powerful liberator. The truth will set you free. The truth is a liberator. That's why sometimes they say the truth hurts, because you're being set free. Chains are being broken off your mind. Things that are attempting to hold you back are being released from you. So pronounce the blessing. Speak the blessing. And again, do not be afraid to list those things that may be blocking, interfering with you from receiving the blessing. And then I challenge you, what can you do to change this? What can you do to change what may be blocking the blessing? Everything that you need is contained in the blessing from God. It's an important document. If you mistakenly deleted it, here's an opportunity. You know how you say, please resend that email. Please resend that email and please include the attachment. Father, please resend that email and include the blessing. Because as we look at what may be blocking us, and as we look at what we can do, a lot of beautiful things are going to happen. Wow. You know, we're deepening our relationship, because kingdom living is simply God putting something into action, allowing the blessings to sustain us, to be utilized, as I mentioned earlier, in the good times and in times of distress. So I want us to be enlightened, informed. I want to edify you. I want us to receive clarity, to get our minds open and thinking freely yet rationally regarding the blessings of God. There's a scripture I spoke earlier. You're blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And my challenge is that you list, to get you to list these things that you believe are blocking or interfering with you receiving your blessing. And what will you do to change this? Be bold. Make that list. And I want to say, I believe great and mighty things are going to take place as you continue to seek and get a better understanding that you are supernaturally anointed by God the Father. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. And that you have faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others. And as you give, you receive more back. And marvelous, fantastic, awesome things are happening in, around, and through you now. I'd like to say, if you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at Dr. Glovina Ministries at gmail.com. And that's Glovina with two I's, D-R-G-L-O-V-I-N-I-A. Show, I beg your pardon, that's Dr. Glovina Show at gmail.com. And also, if you'd like for me to speak at one of your events, feel free to contact me at that email. And I can be reached also, if you're interested, in ordering one of my books. I have two books. Life Application for Kingdom Living, and the other is, If You Believe God, Step Out on Faith. It's so good to have this time with you.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.